this week's parsha, Rashi points out that Yaakov Avinu goes down to Mitzrayim with Klal Yisrael and refers to Klal Yisrael as a lashon of nefesh, called nefesh. All of them, lashon of one nefesh. So Rashi points out that by Esav, he says he had many nefoshos, and over here it says only one nefesh, because Klal Yisrael is one nefesh. So Rebbe points out, it doesn't mean we don't have disagreements. It doesn't mean we don't have different deus. It doesn't mean that we're not individuals. So in what way are we nefesh achas? So he says the following. I'm going to add some words into what he says. He says that as long as our rotzen is one rotzen, so we become one nefesh. I would take that thought a step beyond what he's saying. The word nefesh actually means rotzen. By the story with Avraham Avinu and the Bnei Ches, he says to them, "Yeshes nafshechem, if this is such your desire to help me convince Ephraim to give me the Morisa Machpelah." So the Torah uses the word nefesh, which refers to desire. So the nefesh is the deep-seated desire which is in the person. It's part of his nefesh. The nefesh of the, in the usage and Kabbalistically, we have the nefesh, ruach, and the shama. The nefesh is the nefesh of bahamis of the person. So if this is your deep-seated natural instincts, that's the nefesh of the person. What is possible for us is to reach a madrega that our nefesh, the deep-seated desire of the person, is also to have rotzen to be with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. If it's not that, so one person's nefesh is taiva, one person's nefesh is gaiva, one person's nefesh is kovod, another person's nefesh is kino. But what each person, we have different personalities, and what comes naturally to us, and what is, as it were, our physical, instinctive go-to when we're not controlling ourselves are different. So by Esav, when they have not worked on themselves, so there's nefoshes. What he wants, he doesn't want. Even though they both want taiva, but they have different taivas. Or sometimes they have the taiva for the same thing and they're fighting. But there's no room for a chibur to somebody else, because the natural go-tos of the person, the taiva yivakesh nifrod, we both can't have the same piece of cake. So that's going to create a period between the people. We both can have ruchnias together. Adarabba. My ruchnias strengthens your ruchnias. One of my chaverim, back in Tel Zeshiva, Rabbi Arya Burnham, the father of our friend, Rabbi Ozzy Burnham, once I said to me, he never understood the idea of people being jealous about learning. When you sit in Beis Medrash, and everybody has a desire to learn, the Kedusha, which is increased because there's more Hatzlacha learning, a desire to learn. So I gain personally from that you want to learn, and that you're learning, and that you're growing. I gain personally, so why should I be jealous? We can both have the same piece of Ruchnius. We can, when we both have it, it's bigger, it's greater, it's stronger. So when we can reach Klal Yisrael, deep-seated natural instinct is a chibur to Kadosh Baruch Hu. In that sense, we're nefesh achas. I once suggested, based on this, that the language of the Shema, b'chol avavacha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol miyodecha, that b'chol nafshecha is referring to that if we can find a way to love a Kadosh Baruch Hu in our deep-seated nefesh, and take that mamash, the nefesh of the person, that which is his instinctive desire, the mitzvah of Avas Hashem is to get to that madrega, that your b'chol nefesh is naturally instinctive, that it wants, that it loves the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The same way we have an instinctive love to our children, and that's part of our innate being. We have an instinctive love to our parents, to our spouses. This is something which you don't have to think about. It's not intellectualized. It's not, but it's part of our being. A person instinctively, when there's a danger, they run to save their child, because that's the innate being of the person. So the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, b'chol nafshecha, is to reach that madriga of instinctive love to Kadosh Baruch Hu, based on this concept. So that in that sense, Klal Yisrael is a nefesh achas. Have a good Shabbos.